The state Senate passed dozens of bills on its last regularly scheduled session day, covering everything from chemotherapy to police investigations. But just minutes after the session was gaveled closed, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said he expected voters would judge Republican candidates on the results of Wisconsin's collective bargaining law, Act 10.
Basically, when you end up in a situation where the state's in a much better position than we were before fiscally, that was the goal. And certainly, I think it's becoming more and more difficult to come up with arguments that we are not in a better place than we were prior to Act 10.
Democratic leaders dispute that, pointing to reports that continue to show Wisconsin trailing the Midwest and the nation in job growth. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barkas says Republicans have spent too much time since they took power in 2011 on bills that help them and not the average person.
The more we can help people to understand what has been going on in the Capitol over the course of the past 3 years, I think the more that people will recognize that the public interest is taking not just a back seat, but you know, virtually no seat, you know, at the table of democracy, that it's all about the special interest. It's all about feathering the nest of politicians and the majority.
Because of the way the new political maps reconfigured districts, Democrats would likely need to flip 3 Senate seats to regain a majority in the state Senate. A change in power is less likely in the state assembly, where Republicans have a much larger majority. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.